AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Thursday's Newsmaker segment is always brought to you by MRSK Buildings. Constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 24th of August. 77 degrees on our way to 104 before it's all said and done this afternoon. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Amanda Cunningham and Lucas Moody of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm excited to hear that we might be getting a little cooler.
Yay. We're all excited about that. Lucas.
It's kind of sad to say at 104.
Yeah, I know. Lucas, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today. Amanda, I wanted to start with you because Adam Blake sent us the news release just about a week ago here about this Maybe Foundation Challenge Grant opportunity. And before we start talking about the details, how significant is this as you continue your Breaking Stigma, Breaking Ground capital campaign?
You know, every contribution we get is really significant for lots of reasons, but this one is especially important and helpful, and we're really just excited to use it as a way to kind of end and close out our campaign and kind of challenge the community to help us match those dollars and you know, kind of finish up and get the money raised that we need to completely cover the two buildings that we have purchased and renovating, to group those seven buildings that we have in Emporia, put them together, and really make more efficiency for the consumers that we serve and really be able to grow and expand our services. So it's really exciting. That was a really long-winded answer. I apologize.
No, that's fine. That's
right. But super exciting because it's just another testament that people believe in what we're doing and understand the importance, and we really hope the community can get behind the Maybe Foundation's really generous gift and help us close this thing out.
Well, let's talk about the specifics. What does this matching grant entail, Amanda?
Well, so it's really a nice, generous gift to go towards our second phase of our campaign, which is the second building that sits there at Merchant, the old Kaya Mega House. So it doesn't include the purchase of the building, but it's to go towards the renovations that we need to do, the expansion of parking, and some of those things. And so as we are at the tail end of our campaign, our development team and Lucas has just done an amazing job with the help of the community and various foundations. And it allows us to work on that building and get it completed and really, you know, meet the board's objective for us, which was to do this project and come out of it without debt for the agency and really give us some sustainability for the future.
Lucas, let's talk a little bit about the details first, and then I'll ask you about kind of collaborating and building those funding partnerships that we've seen in pretty large stead over the last 2 years. But let's start here on exactly how this works and how the Maybe Foundation is involved.
Yeah, so the Maybe Foundation is really kind of that capstone challenge grant. So it really helps you close out your campaign. So what Maybe did for us this year is they have offered up $500,000, which is a nice large chunk of money. It's money that comes into our community from out of our community, which is always great for everybody involved. And basically what they do is they have offered up $500,000, and they said, if you can close your campaign out within one calendar year, which is an additional $800,000, which we're already chipping away at, and we're down to about $750,000 left of that. If you can raise the rest of that money, then we'll give you our $500,000. Where it comes in nice for us is it allows us to use this to expedite conversations and to show people that right now we can really kind of expand their donations and their gifts to the campaign. And so basically what it does is it helps us close this out. It helps us get and meet the goals that Amanda was talking about of these created spaces and these new spaces so that we can focus on continuing to serve the people that need our assistance.
So once again, back up just a little bit. So what do you need to get the match? How much you need to raise, Lucas?
So we've got about $750,000 okay. left to raise. And we have about one calendar year to do it.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the work that you and others at Crosswinds, Lucas, have been doing here for several years right now to build these. Because, you know, we mentioned here about some of the other grant notices. The Jones Trust comes immediately to mind, the Sunderland Foundation, and others that have been six figures, and I think in a couple of cases, seven-figure announcements and announcements coming in to help the effort out.
Yeah, it goes back to the fact that when we started this campaign, I feel like we brought in the right people, we had the right conversations. Even though it felt like it was a process that had to move quick, we kind of took a slow approach and said, let's make sure that we're doing the right thing, that we're asking the right questions, that the need is there, and really went back to that drawing board of let's start with some local community conversations. Those conversations led us down the right path, and when you get on the right path, the walking can feel easy, even if it's uphill. And so we had a lot of local foundations, as we always do. Emporia is an incredibly giving community and a supportive community. But we've had a lot of really good conversations. So we have had a lot of foundations that have come to the table to help us get to this goal of reaching that where we're at now, which is almost $4.6 million. Reaching these goals and getting us to this point, maybe Foundation kind of comes in at the end and says, hey, you guys have done all of this good work. Your community is there. They're really supportive. Let's throw an extra little chunk of money out there and let's get this thing closed out so that we can all be successful. You guys can do the work that you need to do.
Lucas Moody, Amanda Cunningham, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness with us on our primetime newsmaker, 728, 78 degrees here on a Thursday morning. Well, Amanda, what is the current status at the new Crosswinds campus there? Where are we at?
We are really progressing. It's pretty exciting right now. So over at the Souder Family Center, we've broken that building down into four phases, and we are working on getting started on, I'm going to say, the last fourth maybe of the first phase, where we've got to get some lighting and flooring in, and that's about all it needs. And then our second phase is getting some paint here in the near future, and it'll follow closely behind that phase one with the ceiling and lights and flooring, and then they'll move down to the basement. All the existing wall structure is up that we're going to be utilizing down there, and so then it'll move into that kind of sheetrock and finishing stage and hopefully be close behind. But our goal is right on target where we wanted to be, and so we'll start moving people in hopefully in the early November area and have everybody in by the end of the year that's going in that phase, that first building. And then the second building will get started and hopefully be in there by maybe third quarter next year.
Gotcha. Lucas, why is the building side of things and really the change in mental health services modeling so important, not only for Crosswinds, but the residents that you serve?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of changes going on. I feel like you guys talked about a press release from Adam, and I feel like we could probably write one of those about every week to 2 weeks with all of the changes and the new services. I think that as mental health progresses and as we get through this span of getting over the hump of what COVID was and kind of looking at that, you know, back in the day we always called it the new normal, mental health took a priority. It took a really spotlighted hot seat for us to be able to recognize the fact that we all have some mental health, and we all need to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves and that we're taking care of our loved ones and that services are available. And out of all of those conversations really became opportunities for us to make sure that we were doing what we said we were set out to do, which our mission was to serving anybody and everybody that needed those supports, regardless of their ability to pay. So as we started getting into these two buildings, that mission kind of continued, that our staff are out there doing the front lines work. They are serving and helping to the best of their ability, and we need to make sure on our end that we followed through with making sure that we had all the infrastructure in place to continue to provide and grow the services that the community is telling us they want and need.
Great stuff. Well, Amanda, how can folks donate here to not only contribute to the cause, but really finish the cause, at least here with the Breaking Stigma, Breaking Ground campaign?
You know, we have opportunity to connect with us on our website at crosswindsks.org, and then really the easiest way is probably getting a hold of Lucas and or myself and just really having that conversation with us. And, you know, we've had lots of really amazing conversations with people that, you know, didn't know very much about what Crosswinds provided, and so we really are open to that as well. It's been really enlightening and humbling to be able to have those conversations and really give people a reason to want to support the cause and understand what they are supporting, because we do a lot of things and really great things that are often kind of behind the scenes. So just getting a hold of one of us and reaching out, and we'll kind of take it from there and have the conversations and see how we can get your support and help us close this out.
Well, you're doing great work, as always. We certainly know that. So how many employees do we have with Crosswinds here, Amanda?
We're sitting right under 200. You know, we've got positions open. We have people start. We could easily start multiple people every week. We choose to start every other week on the payroll cycle. But we have new staff coming in all the time and very excited to have them joining the team. And we just continue to grow. And we will continue. You know, some of that expansion with the CCBHC is really opening up new programs and new opportunities for us to be able to provide services that we've not done before. So lots of new programs, services, and lots of new people.
Well, it sounds like not only are you growing, Amanda, but you need to grow. Is that correct?
We do. We do. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of need to meet, and we're trying to fill those gaps as strongly and efficiently and effectively as we can.
Outstanding. Well, great work. And for folks that want more information, go to the Crosswinds social media pages and crosswindsks.org to get more information about the Breaking Stigma, Breaking Ground Capital campaign. And now to wrap things up, the Maybe Foundation Challenge Grant. Amanda, Lucas, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck.
Well, thank you for having
us.
And thanks to everybody that's, you know, already contributed and been a supporter of ours. We appreciate it. And our campaign leadership team has been really amazing. So
stay cool, okay?
You too.
You too.
All righty. Lucas Moody and Amanda Cunningham with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spots, which are 7:20 or thereabouts every weekday morning, let us know. 6 Tuesday.